this afternoon. We got the two fifth-place games, the two third-place games, and then we have the two championship games tonight. The first game that we will have on slate for you coming up in just about 5 minutes, the Putnam County Midgets and the South Shelby Ladybirds coming up on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. But again, we've got a ton of games on slate for you today. The fifth-place girls game, we'll have the fifth-place boys right after this. Eric Duick will have the call for that one, and then the one after that, which will be the third-place girls game. And then I'll be back on call for the third-place boys coming up at 4:30. Then the first-place girls will be at 6 o'clock, and then we'll finish off the night with the first-place boys game, the title game for the boys. That'll start at 7:30. So, Erica, a fun slate of games today, six games, so we'll be here all afternoon into the evening as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And printed out this all-tournament bracket that we received late last night. I can sprinkle some of that in throughout the day. We've got here for South Shelby, Meredith O'Neill's on the all-tournament team, and Putnam County has one member, too, in Sydney Tomlin. So there you go.
Yeah, it should be a fun matchup. Fifth place on the line. We're going to take a break, but again, we've got plenty of games today. Fifth place girls, we'll have the fifth place boys after this. All six games today will be on 99.9, the captain, or if you can't be by a radio, on your internet browser at centralmoinfo.com. We'll take a quick break. They'll play the anthem, go through the starting lineups. We'll be back and give those starting lineups to you, and then we'll have tip-off coming your way here on 99.9, the captain, centralmoinfo.com. It's Trophy Day from the Marshalling Tournament.
We asked Gina Fox, a resident at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, if she would recommend Salt River Community Care.
Would I recommend Salt River Nursing Care to someone else? I certainly would. This is my third time to be at Salt River, and I've been happy all times, and I'm happy to be here now. So, yes, I would recommend it.
Another reason, residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
Whether it's screen print, heat press, transfer, window cling, or wall vinyl art, Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence can fill your order. From special design shirts to personal bling, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. Joyce's has a large inventory of shirts, jackets, and hats, as well as promotional items in stock to choose from. And Joyce's is your UPS drop-off spot. See more at joycesembroidery.com.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Do you and your friends like to try new places to eat? Then you'll want to add Loose Brick Bar and Grill in Shelbina to your list of favorite places to dine. It's always a fun time at Loose Brick Bar and Grill, where you'll meet friends both old and new. Check out the new lunch specials Wednesday through Saturday. For instance, the Wednesday special is pan-fried chicken. Like Loose Brick Bar on Facebook for upcoming events. Loose Brick Bar and Grill in Shelbina, the best music, the best drinks, now the best lunch, and always your favorite people.
When you move into an assisted living facility, you expect professional care. You also expect a timely response to your call light when you need assistance. At Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, your care is our priority, and regarding to call light responses, we have a 9-second average response time. This is Paula Lowe. When the time is right, I invite you to visit Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. It's an Option 2 assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. ViewShelbinaVilla.com.
Mazumac offers you the best of both worlds. Mazumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mazumac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mazumac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Welcome back to Marceline High School for the Marceline Tournament. We are about to get started for South Shelby and Putnam County for the girls' fifth place game. And we'll go through the starting lineups for you. For the South Shelby Ladybirds, Meredith O'Neill, the leading scorer for the South Shelby team, almost 14 points a game. One of the starters, number 11, Marissa Rubinson. Will be one of the starters, along with Mallory Wood. Katie Mitchell, number 23, the 5'7 senior. And Diane Mays coming up as the rounding out the top five for South Shelby. For the Putnam County Lady Midgets, Jade Durfee will be one of the starters. Carson Sporletter will be another one of the starters, sophomore at 5'5". Claire Tipton, number 12, 5'8", one of the lone freshmen on this Putnam County team. Anna Mathis and Sydney Tomlin will round out the starting five for Putnam County. First game of six today here from the Marceline Tournament.
Yeah, South Shelby, they were in the third place game last year. Really, really quality team. A lot of depth. Graduated a few key pieces last year, but certainly would expect them to come out ready to go in this one.
It'll be Mays and Tomlin tipping it off at center court, and South Shelby wins the tip. They're going to be moving left to right on your radio dial here from the girls' fifth place game. First game of the day here from the Marceline Tournament. Wearing their red uniforms and blue lettering, South Shelby across the chest, and they throw it away. Putnam County with the steal. It'll be Durfee who brings the ball up for this Lady Midgets team. They're wearing their visiting white uniforms and blue lettering, blue trim. Man-to-man defense for South Shelby. Three on the way from the top of the key. Drains in for Claire Tipton.
All sides of the rim there. A little friendly roll in the early going.
Tipton, the only freshman for the Lady Midgets, also getting the starting nod. South Shelby with it left to right. Now down 3-0, 45 seconds here into the first quarter. O'Neill with it on the right side, averaging 13.8 points a game. The senior now in the right corner. Off screen left, stops from 10, pops from 10, and knocks it down. 3-2. Putnam County's one-point lead. South Shelby, full court press. They tip the ball away, but Putnam County gets it right back in midcourt. It'll be tipped in across the timeline on the right side, into the corner for Mathis. Back up top for Sporletter. She'll drive right side and kick it to the right corner for Mathis. Bouncing it inside and stolen and taken away. Mays on the steal.
It's different seeing Meredith O'Neill run the South Shelby offense. Caitlin Poor was such an institution in that Lady Birds lineup for a few years there, led them to a district title, but O'Neill has so much speed as South Shelby misses here and Putnam County rebounds it. But O'Neill, just so much speed. She's been good in that off-guard role the last few years, but now taking on a bigger task.
6:10 remaining here in the first quarter. 3-2 Putnam County lead. Putnam County with it moving right to left. Fifth place game here in the Marceline Tournament, and South Shelby grabs the steal. O'Neill will bring it up. Three-time state track qualifier in distant events. Over to the right side to Wood. She'll circle back to the top of the key, back to O'Neill on the left wing. She'll pump and now attack left side. Underneath the basket, she goes layup through traffic. No offensive board, and the putback is good from Mays, but I believe they'll call the foul on the ground. And so it will be a baseline inbounds. For South Shelby. And the inbound going to Myers, and her shot, no. And she gets fouled. And they'll call an offensive foul. .538 remaining here in the first. 3-2 Putnam County lead over South Shelby. Full court pressure from the South Shelby Lady Birds. Weaving her way across the timeline is Sporletter, and she gets it to her teammate in the front court. Bouncing it underneath. Tomlin back to the basket, trying to kick it out, taken away. Here comes Meyer. She's trying to get it to a teammate, and she throws it away. Durfee with it, left side for Hornaday. Hornaday left wing, bouncing it inside, and there we go, another steal from South Shelby.
Good non-kick ball there. That was just thrown at her foot, good no call.
And on the right side, it's Wood, and she knocks down a nice layup. 4-3, South Shelby with its first lead of the game, under 5 minutes now to go in the first. Durfee right side. Into a trap. She gets it back up top for Sporletter. Now inside it goes, and a travel call. Tomlin took a couple many steps inside the paint, turning the ball back over to South Shelby.
By the way, for those unfamiliar, which I'm sure honestly is most, because this is just an unusual twist this year, South Shelby actually won its game last night against the quality Milan team. as Mays backs down and can't finish underneath. But because of margin of victory and defeat and all these unusual factors this year with two fewer teams, South Shelby still ends up in this fifth place game, despite it being a reigning district champion here we're talking about.
Right to left goes Putnam County. Right corner three, knocking it down, Claire Tipton. She has got six, all six of her team's points, and puts Putnam County back ahead 6-4 with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, she hit a three to open it up from the top of the key, used all sides of the rim. South Shelby's missed a couple of gimmies underneath.
Attacking left side is O'Neill, and she'll kick it back out. Rubson up, and she missed the shot far. And the rebound goes to Tipton.
You know, man, I wonder if the near side official can just hear everything we're saying right now. There was literally the two and like five others on the side of the
gym. Yeah,
right now.
Most of the gym is filled out on the opposite side of us. Three from Tipton, missed it short. Almost saved on the baseline, but stepping out of bounds was Hornaday, so it'll go back to South Shelby. 3.5 remaining here in the first, 6-4, Putnam County's lead. Certainly an early game, so.
Yeah, it
early show
out. This is another ripple effect of the six teams, because last year we did have one of these Sixers here at Marceline with Scott and myself, but that was because of a snow day or a frost day, whatever it was. This year it's just they basically just wiped out a day.
Off ball foul going against Putnam County. That will be the team second, and they'll call this one on Tipton. That'll be her first. Baseline inbounds for South Shelby. It'll be Wood inbounding it. O'Neill left corner. She flies a three. In and out. No. Offensive rebound underneath. Goes to Durbin, and she kicks it back out for Rufson. Right side is Wood. Getting it back up top to Dovin. Now inside O'Neill, and a double dribble. A couple early turnovers here from both teams. 6-4 is Putnam County's lead with 3:09 remaining here in the opening quarter. Fifth place game of the Marceline tournament. Full court pressure from South Shelby. It'll be Tipton bringing the ball up, going up against Emma Dovin, the 5'8 freshman. Over to the right side, Shay Tilden into the game for this Lady Midgets team. Maneuvering on the right wing, trying to bounce it down low and take it away. South Shelby, great interior defense right now to start this game as O'Neill zips across the timeline, attack the basket, layup good.
There's that state track speed you alluded to.
Tied at six. Putnam County attacking on the other side. This one is Daisha Calley, and she makes an easy layup in transition.
Yeah, used the left hand there. Proper footwork. Nice finish.
Putnam County back ahead. 8-6. 2.5 to go in the first. Wood in the right corner. Back up top. It goes to Rupson. Now to O'Neill in the left corner. Spinning away from her defender. Attacking baseline to the basket. No, but there's contact and a foul. And we'll see free throws from the 5'2 senior, Meredith O'Neill. Coming off a 20-point outing against Milan last night. And her first free throw is up and in. She's got five. 8-7, Putnam County's lead, 2:17 to go. Some substitutions for South Shelby. Dovin back in. Rupson back out, along with Mays and Rodemeyer. And the free throw by O'Neill is up and in.
It's interesting seeing a couple of these smaller, younger guards for South Shelby. They had a team that last year, like I said, those district champions, those were all like 3- and 4-year starters that had been building toward that season. Now this is really that next generation in there.
Mathis attacks and misses on the baseline, and South Shelby grabs the rebound, a chance for the Ladybirds to go ahead. You're all tied up at 8, under 2 now to go in the first. On the right side, Dovin pass inside to Mays, and bump foul underneath. I believe this one will go against Callie.
Awfully deep post position there from Mays. I thought that was a little ticky-tack. Could have let her play through it. I mean, she got that cleanly. But
the fourth team foul on Putnam County. Pass inside to Mays. Easy floater.
That's the second time they've lost her on an inbound. She didn't finish the first one, did that time.
And she's got four, and South Shelby regains the lead, 10-8 with 1:40 to go. Putnam County right to left, and they travel. Ball back to South Shelby. Turnovers killing Putnam County right now here in the first. Both teams still waking up a little bit. Don't blame them for that. Early afternoon Saturday game as O'Neill attacks, and she's hitting fouled. That will be the fifth Putnam County team foul. Still got a minute 30 left to go in the first. Inbounding it is Dovin. She gets it back to O'Neill, and she'll reset by the timeline. Over to the right side. Egan attacks. Shot no. Foul by Mays, though, is good. She has been a monster on the boards early on. She has six. And South Shelby has its largest lead of the game at 4-12-8. And Putnam County on the other end throws it away. See, now that's...
We often talk about pitching and catching. One of the overlooked elements of being a guard there. What is she going to do if she catches that in that position? I just thought that was a tough spot to leave your post in at the right wing, kind of just dapping it at her left hand. Was it catchable? Maybe. But you want to put your forwards in a position for that. That's one of your premier jobs as a guard, and I just don't know that that was the necessary pass.
South Shelby has it left to right. 15-foot jumper from Egan is missed, and it'll be tipped out of bounds by the Lady Midget. So with a minute left here in the first, 12-8, South Shelby with the lead. Dovin the inbounder. In the corner, O'Neill open for three. She'll take it. It'll bounce around the rim and drop. Hit every part of the rim. O'Neill now has nine. It's 15-8. Some full court pressure, South Shelby, and they force a five-second call. And so South Shelby will get the ball back. And a timeout called by Luke O'Loughlin and the Lady Birds. So we'll take it with him. 49 seconds remaining here in the first. 15-8, South Shelby's lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
And we're back here at the Marceline Turner. 9 seconds remaining as the inbound pass to Mays as she has an easy lane. To the basket, 17-8 is South Shelby's lead now over Putnam County. In full court pressure on the way from the Lady Birds as well. Putnam County breaks it, tripping across the timeline as Durfee, and she turns it over. South Shelby again on the attack. Rodemeyer trapped, bouncing it to Mays on the right block, turning and firing. No, gets her own rebound, kicking it out. Now three on the way from Mitchell. No, off to the left. It's tipped out of bounds on the sideline. And it'll go Putnam County's way with 22 seconds remaining in the first, 17-8. South Shelby's lead. They're going to go full court pressure once again.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's back right now. South Shelby's got to be careful, but Putnam couldn't capitalize there.
The lob pass to Durfee connects, and she brings it across the timeline. O'Neill almost pokes it from behind. Durfee sees her in the last second, and she'll regain possession. Angling door left. Kicking it into the left corner for Sporletter. Right to left goes Putnam County. And poked away by Mitchell and stolen. With three, with two, over to O'Neill. She steps into a three at the buzzer. That'll be short. And so we'll end the first, 17-8. South Shelby's lead. We'll go to quarter number two in 60 seconds here from the fifth place game of the Marceline tournament.
We asked Gina Fox how she stays active at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
You can always get in with a card game here. Mainly pitch is what they all like to play. They keep us busy. We have exercise class, and I try to go to that. Then they take us out for lunch some days, and I have no problem with filling my day.
Salt River Community Care in Shelbina is where residents live life to the fullest. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Time to start quarter number two from the Marceline tournament here from the fifth place game, Putnam County, South Shelby. It's the South Shelby 17-8 lead. Putnam County starts the quarter with the ball. A missed layup by Tomlin back into the hands of the Ladybirds. It'll be O'Neal racing across to the basket. Lot wide open lane for her, and she puts it up and in. She's got 10, and a timeout called by Putnam County. Head coach Keith Smith wants to talk things over with his team. They're never happy when you do that 20 seconds into a quarter and down 19-8 now. The reason he's so upset there, they let her just go right to the rim, uncontested. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Life Care, Loose Brick Bar and Grill, all of Shelbina, Dunlap Manufacturing, Sam's Auto Specialist, both of Unionville, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Putnam County R1 Schools, Niemer Telecom Company, serving all of Northeast Missouri, Putnam County State Bank of Milan and Unionville, and Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahoka, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. 7:40 remaining here in the first half. Putnam County facing a full-court South Shelby press, and they're able to break it as Durfee brings it across midcourt. 19-8 is South Shelby's lead. Putnam County has been struggling with turnovers to end that first quarter. They almost do it here, but it's poked out of bounds. It'll remain with the Lady Midgets. As up top, they go to Tipton. Left side, Hornaday, bouncing it down low for Tomlin. Back to the basket. She kicks it back out for Durfee. Jabs and now attacks left side. South Shelby smothering defense right now. Hornaday bouncing it right side. Spoiler, she'll attack. Layup, no. Tomlin the follow, no. Now the follow by Tomlin again is no good, but she's bumped and fouled. So it'll be a baseline inbounds for Putnam County.
Yeah, Putnam right now, with the exception of those two threes, just not much going on the offensive end. And their biggest concern, at least in that last huddle, was the defensive end. But here they draw a foul.
Tipton tried to split a double team, and she got bumped. That will be the third team foul for South Shelby, with 7:05 remaining in the second. 19-8, South Shelby's lead. Fifth place game of the Marceline tournament. Got five more games on slate today. The inbound goes to Tomlin, and she missed a short layup, and South Shelby grabs the rebound. Now to O'Neal, and she'll direct traffic between the rings. Right side for Rodemeyer. Ball moving pretty well for the Ladybirds. Inside to Wood, and she's tied up. And the arrow is favoring South Shelby, so the Ladybirds keep possession. O'Neal checking out, and Dobbin checking in. For South Shelby, Wood will be inbounding it under her own basket on the baseline. Looking for someone, goes the left corner for Mitchell. Mitchell stops at the elbow, kicks it back left corner, Dobbin. Bouncing it down low for Meyer. She finds Wood on the right block. A five-foot jumper, nothing but net. Mallory Wood now has four today. 21-8, South Shelby's lead. 6.5 remaining in the second. Sporletter. To the right side, Durfee gets it inside for Tomlin. Now back out, Sporletter. Now tipped in, now to Tomlin. There's a lot of ball movement for Putnam County, and a shot blocked on the perimeter by Sporletter, but right into the hands of Tomlin. Her turnaround jumper is missed long, and South Shelby grabs the rebound. It'll be Wood bringing the ball up, and she gets it poked away out of bounds right in front of the Lady Midgets bench. So it'll remain with South Shelby. Mitchell, the inbounder, finds Rodemeyer. Approaching 6 minutes now to go here in the second quarter. 21-8, South Shelby's lead. Winner gets fifth place here in the Marceline tournament on the girls' side. Mitchell by the timeline. She is holding it pretty tightly. Now takes a dribble to her left, terminates it. Now over to Mays. Out to Wood. She fires a three. That'll be Miss Short. Fight for the rebound. Into the hands of Dobbin. South Shelby offensive court. Her put back. No, but a foul. And we'll be seeing free throws from the freshman, Emma Dobbin. 5:41 remaining here in the first half. And the righty's first free throw up and in. It's her first points of the afternoon today. Substitution, Shea Tilden checking in. And Hornaday checking out. Runnemeyer checking out as well for South Shelby. And Rubison will take her spot. Shot up and shot good. 2 for 2 from the line is Dobbin. 23-8, South Shelby's lead, 5:40 to go in the second.
And South Shelby in the bonus already to the line the rest of the half. Next foul is 1-1.
Half-court pressure, South Shelby. Putnam County breaks it. A running floater by Spoiletter connects off the backboard.
And a balance runner off the glass. That one worked out.
23-10. South Shelby ahead by 13 with 5:20 remaining in the first half. Left side is Ribson. Up top, Wood. Zips the pass from Mays inside, just out of her reach. And it'll go out of bounds on the baseline.
It's not too often you say this, but South Shelby, despite being up 23-10, 5:14 to play in the first half, they're still not playing their best basketball. You're seeing those absences from last year's team, and understandably, they had so many girls who were four-year pieces, and they're still adjusting. Some of it's this score right now has been Putnam helping them out.
South Shelby with it left to right. Mitchell has the top of the key, zips a pass right side, Egan. And she'll try to attack, and she's bumped and fouled. So we'll see 1-1 with 4:59 remaining in the second. 23-10, South Shelby's lead there at the free throw line. As Spoiletter checks back in for Tilden. Free throw by Egan, in and out, no. Ball tipped all the way back to Putnam County. Spoiletter over into the right corner for Bradshaw. Skip pass left corner, Durfee. She'll fire a three long and rebound to Dobbin for South Shelby. Here comes the Ladybird, Egan. Right side, Mitchell, three long, and the rebound tipped out of bounds underneath by Rubison. So it'll go back to the Putnam County Lady Midgets with 4:35 to go. 23-10 South Shelby's lead. Tipped in over to Spoiletter, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Left wing, it goes Durfee. She'll attack, stops from 10. She'll pull up from 10 and missed it long. And a rebound to Egan. And Egan gets it taken away in the backcourt. Durfee on the steal. Breakaway layup for her is good. Down to an 11-point South Shelby lead as we approach 4 minutes left to play in the first half. In the left corner is Rubin. She'll get it back up top to Dobbin, and now off to Egan. Right of the lane is Egan. Double team. She tries to kick it out. Mitchell almost goes out of bounds. She saved it. It rolls into the backcourt, and that'll be a backcourt violation. So an opportunity here for Putnam County to bring it within single digits. Down 23-12 with 3:52 remaining in the second. Tipped in the inbounder, and she'll find Bradshaw on the timeline. Bradshaw to Cali. Right of the lane, Mays on her. She'll bounce it to Bradshaw underneath. Open layup miss. Ball tipped around, and that'll be a foul called against South Shelby. That'll be their fourth team foul. Tipton will be inbounding it under her own basket as Mays checks out. And Mallory Wood checks back in. Tipped in the inbounder for the Lady Midgets. Right to left goes Putnam County. Out to Spoiletter. Her three tipped away. Saved out of bounds by Dobbin. And it's a breakaway for South Shelby, and they throw it away.
See, some of those little things. Well, first of all, you never want to save it under your own basket. Worked out phenomenally. It went right to her own player. They tell you not to do that because it's a gimme for the other team oftentimes. But there, that's another missed pass on the break, but now a near steal on the pressure, but Putnam County keeps it regardless, though. You got to hit those easy pitch and catches. That's a transition layup. That's a couple entries that have gone haywire.
Runner by Durfee is missed long, and rebound to Wood. She'll sprint up across midcourt. Attacks right of the lane. Stops on the right block. Tries to dump it down underneath for Durbin. It's taken away. Sloppy play by both these teams here in the first half as we approach 3 minutes left to go. The Sporletter tries to sneak past the defender, and she's bumped. That'll be the fifth team foul against South Shelby. And a timeout called by Putnam County. 3:02 remaining. We'll take it with them. 23-12 is South Shelby's lead. And we'll be back in 60 seconds. Fifth place game from the Marceline Tournament on the Captain.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Out of the timeout, Putnam County, quick trigger from Tipton as she knocks down a corner three. And it's back to an eight-point South Shelby lead. Tipton with eight. And Putnam County has been on a bit of a run here midway through the second. Three on the way from Donovan, and she missed it off the heel. And Putnam County gets it right back, down 8 points. They can cut it down to even more. Right to left goes the Lady Midgets into the right corner for Sporletter. Trying to probe in. Step back three for her, long, and the rebound South Shelby into the hands of Rubison. Mitchell will bring it up on the right side. She's going against Tipton, dribbling into the right corner. Now back up top, Donovan. Into the right corner, Wood. Lobs it inside, Durbin. Back to the basket, ball loose. Scrum the floor, whistle and a jump ball, and the arrow favors Putnam County. 2:09 remaining. Lady Midgets trying to make a run here to end the first half. Full court pressure, South Shelby, as Putnam County inbounds it. It'll be tipped out of bounds by Wood on the near side. It'll remain with the Lady Midgets. Oh, excuse me, they're going to give that to South Shelby. So a turnover as the Lady Bird get the ball back as we approach 2 minutes to play. Bump foul called. Rodemeyer got bumped by Sporletter. That'll be the eighth team foul against the Lady Midgets. So they'll be going to the free throw line. 1-1 for Rodemeyer. First free throw up and in. That's her first point of the afternoon. Substitutions as well for the Putnam County Lady Midgets. Tilden coming in and Bradshaw checking out. Second free throw on the way for Rodemeyer. Off the front of the rim and it drops. She's got two, and it's a 10-point South Shelby lead. Full court pressure from South Shelby. And touching the ball too soon is Shea Tilden. She got her pass. She was passing it inbounds, tipped away, and she touched it while her right foot was out of bounds. So South Shelby gets the ball back. Under their own basket, Wood inbounding. Up top for Donovan. She'll try to attack right side, splits the defenders, and gets the layup. She's got four, and it's 27-15. South Shelby's 12-point lead with a minute 50 to play. Right corner for Sporletter. Now over to Tilden. Sporletter now left of the lane, Mathis. She'll attack and kick it back out. To the right side for Tilden. Thompson attacks into the right corner. Tipton, she'll try to drive baseline, and she's bumped. And that'll be the sixth team foul against South Shelby for the next one. And Putnam County will be shooting free throws. Minute 30 remaining here in the first half. Inbound pass to Sporletter. Her three knocks it down. And that's the one thing Putnam County has done really, really well in this game as their inbound plays.
That is an impressive shot out of this four-letter. She is really undersized. I'm impressed how quickly she got that up and how natural the shot looked. You know, you'd think you'd have to kind of get up there and chuck it at that height as it's turned over. She's got it over a much taller defender as we have a travel call. Putnam had a chance to cut this to 6 or 7.
Putnam County forces the turnover, and then they travel. So the ball back to South Shelby with a minute 10. Substitutions as Tomlin checking in. It'll be Wood, the inbounder, bouncing into the right corner. Durbin, she weaves her way down the baseline. Layup, no. Wood, the offensive rebound underneath. She'll bounce it to the left corner. Now back up it goes for Durbin. Into the hands of Mitchell. She'll reset. Firing left corner, Rodemeyer. Bouncing inside for Durbin. Trying to attack. Ball stripped away, but a foul.
Got her on the right hand. Foul is called.
It'll be on Hannah Mathis. Ninth team foul with 54 seconds to play. So 1-1 on the way for Amber Durbin. Righty's first free throw missed short, but the rebound tipped out of bounds by South Shelby. Putnam County gets it back. 53 on the clock, 27-18 South Shelby's lead. Full court press South Shelby. Inbound goes to Tilden in the backcourt, and she'll advance. Works her way over to the right side. Still maintaining her dribble. She'll attack straight away through traffic. She gets bumped in. Her layup doesn't fall, but she gets to go to the free throw line.
Kind of thought they were straight up and they boarded for a lot of control then.
But the line is Shay Tilden, and she misses her free throw long.
I'm working on my volume control, Ben.
40 seconds left.
It is a little quiet.
Second free throw on the way. Missed off to the right, but an offensive rebound by Tomlin, and she puts it back. 27-20. South Shelby's lead has been whittling down here to end the second quarter. Now only down to 7. Under 30 to play. Bouncing out to the right side, Mitchell. Pass inside Durbin, facing the basket on the right block, muscling her way in, missed a layup short, rebound Putnam County. They can cut this down to possibly even a 5-point South Shelby lead, and Lady Birds led by 12 at one point here in the second. Whistle and a timeout, 8 seconds to play. Heath Smith wants to make sure his team has a good last shot, and it's a smart timeout. You're only down 7, and you're trying to get back here to end the half.
You know, I agree, it is. A lot of times, they're two very different philosophies. Sometimes coaches will say, "Oh, we want the girls to kind of just play. Why give the defense an opportunity to set up this and that?" But that being said, I've seen a lot this year, and again, high school girls basketball. A lot of times, the shot judgment just isn't that good up against the clock. I don't mind kind of just reiterating the message here. You know, don't worry too much. Just go up and get a good shot. You got so much going right for you. I think it was a good time to get in that huddle and collect their thoughts.
I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. O'Loughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. First Missouri Bank with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, and North Kansas City. Sheraton Valley keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital where patients are the priority. And Mobile Area Community College. 27-10 right now is the South Shelby lead over Putnam County. 8 seconds remain in the second quarter. First game of the day here from the Marceline Tournament of 6. Fifth place game. We'll have the boys fifth place after this. With 1, it'll be Tilden. Her shot up, and they're going to count it from the free throw line.
27-22 at the half. Look at that, Ben. That almost was, you called timeout. You didn't even get a shot up moment. And she got it up. I think she got that out of her hand about a half a second. We'll check the monitor. Yep.
It's good. So Putnam County outscored South Shelby 14-10 in that second quarter. Make it 27-22 at half. We'll take a quick break and be back with statistics and look ahead to some of the games today. Coming up next, you're on 99.9 The Captain and Central Mo Info.com.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Carly Croft about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Welcome back to the Marceline Tournament. It's the fifth place game. 27-22 is the South Shelby lead over Putnam County. We'll go through some scoring totals here. We'll start with Putnam County. They are led in scoring by Claire Tipton. She has 8. Carson Sporletter is second on the team with 5. Durfee with 2. Tilden with 2. Tomlin with 2. And Haley with 2. On the other side for South Shelby, they are led as they normally are. Meredith O'Neill in double digits with 10. Rodemeyer with 2. Wood with 4. Davin with 4. And Mays with 6. Plenty of turnovers from each team as well. Sloppy play kind of in that first half, but we'll see if they change that up as we head in towards the second half. And Putnam County did go on a bit of a run to end the first half to bring it back to within a 5-point game. They called a timeout with 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. Kind of recalibrate the team, and they got the shot that they wanted to bring it down to within 5. At one point in that first half, South Shelby had as much as a 13 or 14-point lead, and so Putnam County kind of worked their way back into it to bring it back to within 5. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, Loose Brick Bar and Grill, all of Shelbina, Dunlap Manufacturing, Sam's Auto Specialists, both of Unionville. We have plenty of games on slate for you coming up next. Again, we have the fifth place boys game. That'll be at approximately 1:30. Third place girls game will come your way at 3 o'clock. Third place boys at 4:30. First place girls for the championship at 6. And the boys championship to finish off the night at 7:30. We'll take another quick break, and Eric Duick will preview some of his games coming up next here on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com, 27-22, South Shelby over Putnam County here in the girls' third-place game on Kirk.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at halftime of the South Shelby Putnam County girls' third place game, 27-22 is South Shelby's lead. A couple more minutes of halftime left. Got plenty of games coming up, and right now Eric finishing off some last second adjustments on his board for the championship game, and I guess we'll take a look at that first. So what type of play you're expecting from this one? Should be a fun one. Down the road, we have that game coming up at 7:30.
Yeah, you know, you always expect Milan to kind of get up and down. I'll be honest, and I think anybody would tell you this, I expected it to be Milan and Macon. That was the championship game last year, and a lot of people thought Macon would be back in that slot, but Dale Devenport would be the first one to tell you. His boys came out and laid an egg last night, so they will be in the fifth place game up next against Marceline, so that gives you kind of a dual preview there. Marceline still in search of its first win, but back to the title game. Milan and Putnam County are awfully familiar with each other, longtime conference opponents in the Tri Rivers and now in the Grand River East together. So that should be a good one, just as far as familiarity goes. Milan beat Putnam County all four times they played last season, but a couple of them were close, so we'll see how it all shakes out.
Should be a fun game. We'll take one more 60-second break. It's 27-20. South Shelby's lead over Putnam County, but Putnam County took the momentum into the locker room at the end of that first half, going on a run to bring it back to within 5-60 seconds, and we'll be back with the start of the second half here from the girls' fifth place game, from the Marceline Tournament up next.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology in our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbina. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Welcome back to Marceline High School. Start of the second half. You're in the fifth place game between South Shelby and Putnam County. It's 27-22, South Shelby's lead. And the Ladybirds start the quarter with the ball as they move right to left. up 5, wearing their red uniforms and blue lettering. A 3 on the way from Mitchell on the right wing is missed short, but the rebound tracked down by South Shelby. They get a second chance opportunity. Here's O'Neal at the free throw line, kicking it right side, Mitchell on the wing. Now back to O'Neal up top. 2-3 zone right now from Putnam County. O'Neal attacks the zone. Floater in the lane long, and she grabs her offensive rebound, and she's able to escape some defensive pressure. Third opportunity here from South Shelby. Mitchell on the high right wing. Up top, Rubson. Now back to Mitchell. Right side, Myers. Excuse me, Mays. Now out to O'Neal. She'll pull up from 10 inside the paint off to the right. Mays trying to get a hand on it, and it tipped out of bounds from behind by Putnam County. South Shelby retains possession. A minute here into the third, 27-22. South Shelby's lead. It's ball inbounding underneath its own basket as they move right to left. Mays kicking it out. 3 from Mitchell. And she missed long, and now Putnam County gets the rebound in its first possession of the second half. On a run to end the first half, down 5. On the left wing is Mathis. Now to Durfee. Finds Spoiler, and she traveled on the arc as she tried to attack, shuffled the feet. Turnovers were an issue for both of these teams back in that first half. And so Shelby takes over with 6.5 remaining in the third. It'll be O'Neal trotting across midcourt, working to the right side. Up top, Mitchell around the arc to Wood on the left wing. 2-3 Putnam County zone. Left corner, Rubson. Back to O'Neal on the left wing. Crossing over and attacking. Left of the lane, stops and reverses direction. Back up top, the ball goes to Mitchell. Now to the right side, Wood, into the corner for Rubson. Again, tight defense on her. 5 tipped in. Now back to O'Neal, high right side. O'Neal, stutter step, attacks, pulls up from 10 and knocks it down. Nothing but net from Meredith O'Neal, the game's leading scorer, I should say, now at 12. 29-22, South Shelby's lead. Right corner 3 from Durfee, long offensive rebound out to Sporletter. Her long 2 from the left side is missed. O'Neal tracks it down. Here comes the senior. Working to the right side, right to the lane, into the corner. The ball goes to Rubson, bouncing it to Mays on the right block. Back to Rubson, long 2 from the corner. Missed short, offensive rebound, Wood, and a tie-up. And they're going to call a foul on Putnam County. That'll be the first Putnam County team foul of the half with 5.5 to go. And a baseline inbound for South Shelby. As Wood, the inbounder, out to O'Neal, left wing. Curls in the lane, puts up a floater with the right hand, missed long off the rim, and the rebound to the Lady Midgets. Here comes Putnam County. Durfee over to Sporletter, left side. Trying to get it to Durfee in the right corner, taking away O'Neal. Like a safety in football, coming from behind to get the steal. To the basket she goes, missed the layup, long with the offensive board, put back, yes, and the foul. And Wood now is 6. It's 31-22. And she's at the free throw line. And she makes her and one free throw. 32-22, South Shelby back ahead by 10 as we approach 5 minutes to play in the third. Putnam County moving it left to right, white uniforms, blue lettering, Lady Midgets across the chest. The 3 on the way from the right wing from Tipton is missed, and a foul underneath against Putnam County, a push foul on the rebound. That'll be the third Putnam County team foul with 4:50 to play. They've had 3 team fouls in the last 40 seconds. Full court trap from Putnam County. O'Neal in the backcourt. She has to advance. And she rushes across left side, across the timeline, spinning her way back to the center, bouncing it to the right corner, Rubson. Now back up top for Mitchell. To O'Neal, high left side. Finds Rubson left block, back to the basket. To Wood now in the lane. A tie-up jump ball, arrow favoring Putnam County. Good defensive pressure there by the Lady Midgets. And they get the ball back down 10, 32-22. Durfee will bring it across. The sophomore with 2 points and a double dribble call. South Shelby gets the ball back. Substitutions for the Lady Birds. Dobbin checking in and Rubson checking out. Here comes O'Neal working her way right of the lane. Underneath to Wood. Back to the basket. Finds a cutting O'Neal underneath. Goes baseline. Layup just short. And the rebound to Putnam County. Here comes Durfee. Out leading it out right side. Tipped in. Working herself right of the lane. Leans into a shot. A whistle and a foul. This one going against Wood. That'll be the first team foul against South Shelby. They called this one on the ground. So baseline inbounds for Putnam County, left of their own basket. Sporletter, the inbounder, into the right corner, tipped in. Gobbles the ball, now trying to attack baseline. Finds Tomlin, layup no, and the rebound South Shelby. 32-22, South Shelby's lead. 3:45 to play in the third. Wood to Mays. Right elbow, dumping it down to Wood. Right block, easy layup for Wood. And she now has 9. 34-22, South Shelby's lead. Tipped in up top, Sporletter. Bouncing left elbow, Tomlin. Now in the left corner, it goes for Hornaday. She triggers a three, missed, and O'Neal the rebound. She's pushing the pace the other way, right to left. Zips to the basket, and a whistle. And a bump foul. This one will be on the ground. With 3:17 to go. Substitutions for the Lady Midgets as Tilden checks in. So will Callie. And Wood, the inbounder for South Shelby, underneath her own basket. Out to Mitchell, top of the key. Hand off O'Neal, crossing over to the right side. She attacks, dumps it to Wood underneath the basket. Easy layup again. Mallory Wood positioning herself perfectly. And O'Neal, nice dish. Wood got 11. It's 36-22. South Shelby's largest lead of the day. As we're now under 3 minutes to play in the third. Open three, tipped in. She knocks it down. She's got 11. Back to an 11-point South Shelby lead. O'Neal, right side. Again, she'll attack right of the lane into a triple team. Underneath is Mays. Open positioning for her. And she puts it off the backboard and in. Timeout called by Keith Smith in Putnam County. Smith wants to talk about this. A 30-second timeout will take it with him. 2:37 to play in the third. 38-25. South Shelby ahead of Putnam County here in the fifth-place game.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
Back here at the fifth place game of Marceline Tournament. 38-25 is South Shelby's lead over Putnam County with 2.5 to play in the third. It'll be Putnam County ball moving left to right. Left side is Tipton, gets it up top to Hornaday. Her three is missed right, and O'Neal the rebound. And she'll turn on the Jets across midcourt, and she is fouled. And they'll call this on Claire Tipton. That'll be the fifth team foul on Putnam County, only one against South Shelby so far, with 2:10 remaining here in the third quarter. 38-25, South Shelby's 13-point lead. O'Neal, 3-2 zone, Putnam County. Mays, pass inside, tipped and stolen. It'll be Sporletter on the steal. Left side, Hornaday, trying to knife inside, and her pass is taken away by Dobbin. So here comes South Shelby moving it right to left. Right wing for Mitchell. Double on the ball. Bouncing it right corner, Mays. Zips a pass to Woods inside the lane, and her shot up and good from 7 feet. Mallory Wood with 13. And it's 40-25. Right side for Putnam County is Tilden. Into the corner. for Tipton. Her three-point shot connects. Hand in her face. Tipton with 13, 40-28. A minute 10 remaining in the third. Left corner, Davin. Now to Mitchell. Skip pass right of the lane, Mays. Her shot up and good. Diane Mays. A line drive jumper. She's got 10 in double digits. And it's 42-28, South Shelby. The Ladybirds with three players in double digits so far today. 50 seconds remain in the third. Left corner, Tipton, three again, no rebound Mays. Here comes Mitchell. Right corner, O'Neal. Quick pass inside, Mays. Layup good. Great ball movement by South Shelby. 44-28, Ladybirds with the lead. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bouncing it up top, Sporletter. Now finds Tilden. Now back to Tipton, trying to pass it inside. Deflected by Mays into the hand of Dobbin. A steal by South Shelby with 10 to play in the third. Pass into the right corner, just out of the reach of Wood with 8.9 on the clock. Substitutions for South Shelby. Rotemeyer checking in. For Putnam County, Durfee checking back in along with Bradshaw. Tilden with three. Kicks it left side. Durfee with two. She fires at the buzzer. Short. Into the third. South Shelby 44. Putnam County 28. We'll go to the final frame of the fifth place game of the Marceline Tournament on the girls' side of the bracket next. Here I'm Kirk.
When you move into an assisted living facility, you expect professional care. You also expect a timely response to your call light when you need assistance. At Shelbana Villa Life Care in Shelbana, your care is our priority, and regarding to call light responses, we have a 9-second average response time. This is Paula Lowe. When the time is right, I invite you to visit Shelbana Villa Life Care in Shelbana. It's an Option 2 assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. ViewShelbanaVilla.com.
Do you and your friends like to try new places to eat? Then you'll want to add Loose Brick Bar and Grill in Shelbina to your list of favorite places to dine. It's always a fun time at Loose Brick Bar and Grill, where you'll meet friends both old and new. Check out the new lunch specials Wednesday through Saturday. For instance, the Wednesday special is pan-fried chicken. Like Loose Brick Bar on Facebook for upcoming events. Loose Brick Bar and Grill in Shelbina, the best music, the best drinks, now the best lunch, and always your favorite people.
Welcome back here. The final quarter of the fifth place girls game from the Marceline Tournament. 44-28 is the South Shelby lead. Ben Wittenstein with you here. And we've got five more games upcoming as a tie-up is called. And the arrow is favoring Putnam County. So the Lady Midgets an opportunity to try to cut into the South Shelby 44-28 lead. You've got the fifth-place boys game up next. Eric Duick will have the call for that one. And a travel called for Putnam County. That'll be on Hornaday. So South Shelby gets the ball back. Up 16 with 7.5 to play in the game. O'Neal weaving her way across midcourt, firing to the right corner for Mays. Now gets this to the left elbow for Rotemeyer, and her shot missed to the left, but offensive rebound. Rotemeyer. Inside the Wood, 10-foot jumper, good. The ball movement here in this second half has been great by South Shelby. Wood with 15, and they're on 46-28. Left side it goes, Hornaday. Into the right corner, Durfee pumps on the three, takes a step inside the arc and kicks it back out to Tilden. Top of the key, hands it off Hornaday. Left side, Bradshaw firing a three off to the left, and the rebound O'Neal. O'Neal speeds up across the timeline, bouncing it to the left corner for Durbin. Now kicks inside for Wood, and a bump foul. This will go on Madison Simmons, the 5'11 junior. And that'll be the sixth team foul on Putnam County. 46-28, South Shelby with the lead, 6:42 to go in the game. Checking in is Tipton, and she'll get Hornaday. Wood inbounding right of her own basket on the baseline. Quick pass inside Mays. Bodies herself to get positioning. Missed the layup and the rebound, Bradshaw. Here comes Tipton bringing the ball up for the Lady Midgets. Her pass to the corner tipped out of bounds by O'Neill right in front of the Lady Midgets bench. And it will remain with Dunn County. O'Neill again tipping the inbound pass out of bounds. Active hands for the senior. Mitchell checks in and she'll get Durbin. Here's Hilden, top of the key. Bouncing it right side for Tipton as she's trying to drive baseline. She's cut off. Finds Tilden, and she's trying to split it up with Tim. She loses the ball. It ends up Bradshaw, and Bradshaw falls out of bounds. So here comes South Shelby again, up 46-28, 6:13 to play. Lady Bird's going to extend their lead to 20. O'Neill across the timeline. Mitchell finds Mays, attacks left side, Rotemeyer. And she loses it out of bounds on the baseline. Back to Putnam County. Left side, Durfee. Now over to Tipton. Now to Tilden. Now right side, Durfee. She'll fire a three in and out. No, Mays the rebound. Double team on Mays out to O'Neill. Here comes the senior. She already has 12 points so far today. Hands it off left side. Mitchell, three from the corner. No, ball tip far side. And officials say last touch Putnam County. Substitutions as four-letter checks in for Tilden. Wood inbounding it under home basket. Left corner, Mitchell. Step inside the arc. Long two, rattles out. Mays offensive rebound. Put back, no. Foul, yes. And Diane Mays going to the line. 71% free throw shooter. She's already got 12 so far tonight. Free throw short. 46-28, South Shelby's lead with 5.5 to play. And free throw up and free throw in. 47-28. Mays now with 13. South Shelby's lead at 19. And O'Neill tips the ball into the hands of Woods, and Woods throws it away. Mallory Wood has done such a great job. She leads all scorers today, 15 points for her. South Shelby will get the ball back, as they say, with tip by Putnam County. So the Lady Birds moving right to left. Mays right of the lane, out to Mitchell. Now to O'Neill, open three. She takes it. Arcing shot is missed short. Mays saves it from going out of bounds, almost saving it as O'Neill on the near side. And she wasn't able to save it in time. So Putnam County gets it back. 47-28, South Shelby's lead. Putnam County's ball with under five now to play in the game. Right side, Durfee. 15-foot jumper from the right side. No offensive rebound. Goes to Simmons. Her put back off the mark, and the rebound, Wood. Here comes Wood, right corner. It goes to Rotemeyer. Bouncing it to Mays, right elbow, and she zips a quick pass inside to Wood. And Wood puts it off the glass and in. 17 for the junior. 49-28, 21-point lead. 4.5 to play. Here's Durfee up top. Bradshaw attacking right side. Through the defense. Layup, no, and Mays the rebound. Quick outlet out to Mitchell. Mitchell on the right side. Up top to O'Neill. 49-28. With 4 minutes left to play in the game. And South Shelby throws it away. Underneath it goes to Durfee. Her layup, no, but she gets fouled. So Jay Durfee to the line, the sophomore with 2 points today. .356 remaining here in the game. Free throw long by Durfee. Still remains 49-28. Substitutions being made. Mathis checking in along with Tomlin. Bradshaw will take a seat along with Simmons. And the free throw by Durfee is missed. And here comes O'Neal to the right side. Rotemeier bouncing it for Wood. Open right block. Layup for her. Good. She is having herself a game. 19 for the junior. Whistle and timeout called by Putnam County's Keith Smith. So we'll take it with him. 51-28. South Shelby ahead. 3:43 to play in the game. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Kirk.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Heinz Body Shop in Chobana, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Heinz. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Heinz Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Heinz Body Shop in Chobana. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
.343 remaining here. 51-28. South Shelby's lead here in the fifth place game for the Marceline tournament on the girls' side of the bracket. It'll be spoiler for Putnam County on the right side. Bouncing it to the block for Tomlin. Curls in the lane and kicks it back out. Durfee. Durfee attacks and kicks it back out for Tipton. Pass inside for Tomlin. Back to the basket. She's trying to turn. She puts a shot up. No. But she's fouled with 3:20 to play. So to the line will be Sydney Tomlin. First shot up and in. She's got three. As Mitchell checks out and Durbin checks back in. Shot up and it drops for Tomlin. She got four. 51-30. Now Shelby's lead. They have the ball as O'Neal weaves her way across midcourt. Lob pass to Mays. Skip pass left wing. It goes for Rotemeier. Pass inside Wood. Bouncing it to a cutting May. Layup good and a foul. Diane Mays with 15 of her own. And she's going to the line to try to make it 16. With 3:05 remaining. Shot up and good. 54-30. 24-point South Shelby lead as we approach 3 minutes to play. Putnam County moving left to right. Up top is Mathis bouncing it for Tomlin. Back to the basket as she kicks it back out to Durfee. Left wing, left corner Tomlin. Now back it goes Tomlin up top for Spoiler. She attacks. Floater no. And the rebound Mays for South Shelby. Outlets it out to Wood. Here's Wood in transition. Wide open left wing. She skips it to the right corner for Rotemeier. To Mays. The pass out to the right. Elbow for Durbin. Her two is good from 15. 56-30 with under 2.5 to play. South Shelby a comfortable lead here in the fifth place game. Right side Mathis. Back up top it goes Tipton. She circles right into the corner. Looking for a teammate, finally finds Durfee. Out of Sporletter left wing. Bouncing it underneath. And the layup is good by Tomlin, forcing her way inside. Nice move by the 5'10 junior, 56-32, under two to play. Now Shelby's lead, it's ball moving right to left. Rotemeier bouncing it to the right block for Wood. Now to O'Neal, back to Rotemeier in the corner. Right block back to Wood, back to the basket, looking for May. She finds her, she jumps from five, her shot no. And the rebound, Putnam County. Tipton will bring it across the timeline. And a foul, an offensive foul against Putnam County. Moving screen with a minute 36 to play. South Shelby gets the ball back, already up 24. And more of the bench players checking in as O'Neill checks out along with Mays. O'Neill will leave this game with 12 points, Mays with 16. Wood will also check out. She finishes with 19. Egan now. Circling and kicking. And a whistle and a foul. And to the free throw line will go Durbin. Minute 21 remaining. ...56-32 is South Shelby's lead. Macon Marceline coming up next in the boys' fifth place game. Eric Duke will have the call. Free throw by Dermott is good. She's got three tonight to make it 57-32. Second free throw missed, short, and the rebound Bradshaw for Putnam County. Here comes the junior bringing the ball up. Fires to the right corner, Hornaday. Now back to Bradshaw, into the hands, Callie. Out of Hornaday, up top it goes to Tilden. Bradshaw with the top of the key, 65 seconds to play here in the game. 57-32, with three from Tilden is missed short, and the rebound to Dobbin. And Dobbin will push the ball up right side. Now she'll slow it down. Gets it out to Egan. She fires from 15 off the mark, and the rebound Putnam County. 57-32, South Shelby's lead with 45 seconds to play in the game. Bradshaw attacks right and kicks it out. Callie trying to dump it down underneath. It's poked out of bounds. It'll remain with Putnam County with 35 to play. Bounce pass to Callie. Here, layup good. Under 30, 57-34, South Shelby's lead. They can just hold it out here if they want to. Three from Dobbin. Knocked it down. How about Dobbin going for three? She got seven tonight. 60-34. South Shelby with the lead. They can just wind the clock down with this one. With the win, South Shelby will be over 500, 7-6. And Putnam County will fall to 5-8, 60-34. South Shelby will win game one of 5-6 today here from the Marceline tournament. And South Shelby will get sixth place here in the Marceline girls' side of the bracket. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more coming up here on Kirk.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Sam's Auto Specialists of Unionville is the one stop for all your automotive needs. Your vehicle will be taken care of with quality and precision, with customer service second to none at Sam's Auto Specialists in Unionville. When you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, call 660-947-2313 and rely on the professionals at Sam's to schedule your conventional oil change, $24.95. Also offering synthetic and diesel oil changes. Sam's Auto Specialists of Unionville, the one stop for all your automotive needs.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Oh, Back here after the 60-34 South Shelby win over Putnam County in the girls' fifth place game. Going over some stats right now for you. On the South Shelby side, they were led in scoring by the junior Mallory Wood. She got 19 points. Meredith O'Neill finished with 12. Diane Mays finished with 16. Emma Dobbin with 7. Durbin with 3. And Rodemeyer with 2. On the other side, for the Putnam County Lady, they were led by Claire Tipton with 13. Sydney Tomlin had 6. Carson Spoiler had 5. Durfee with 2. Tilden with 2. And Kaylee with 4. Let's take another quick break and be back and name our player of the game coming up next here on Kirk.
Dunlap of Unionville is your local digital and screen printing company serving Unionville and Northeast Missouri, providing decals, vehicle graphics for one or a fleet, banners, store displays, and signs of all kinds, from indoor to outdoor. They are ISO quality certified and all work is guaranteed. Call 660-947-2455 for free estimate on all your printing and decal needs. That's 660-947-2455. Dunlap is a proud supporter of area sports teams.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
We're back on the captain as our outstanding player of the game on regional radio comes to you courtesy of Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. That'll go to Mallory Wood of South Shelby, a 5'9 junior, who poured in at 19 points for the Lady Birds who take the victory. You are listening to regional radio. Coming up next, we'll wrap up that Putnam County and South Shelby coverage, and we'll turn it over to Marceline and Macon, all on 99.9.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do. Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Dunlap of Unionville is your local digital and screen printing company serving Unionville and Northeast Missouri, providing decals, vehicle graphics for one or a fleet, banners, store displays, and signs of all kinds, from indoor to outdoor. They are ISO quality certified and all work is guaranteed. Call 660-947-2455 for free estimate on all your printing and decal needs. That's 660-947-2455. Dunlap is a proud supporter of area sports teams.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Sam's Auto Specialists of Unionville is the one stop for all your automotive needs. Your vehicle will be taken care of with quality and precision, with customer service second to none at Sam's Auto Specialists in Unionville. When you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, call 660-947-2313 and rely on the professionals at Sam's to schedule your conventional oil change, $24.95. Also offering synthetic and diesel oil changes. Sam's Auto Specialists of Unionville, the one stop for all your automotive needs. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.